neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim, Vesimha. As you see in the market, you go, it says, new taste, 50% more. So Adar, when it starts, it has a logo. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim, Vesimha. So Gemara says also, it's another month. It says, Mishenichnas Av, Mema'atim Vesimha. Right, what does it mean? So when Chodesh Av comes, what do we do with that? We're not that happy, what do we do? No, what's the minhagim? No, what do we do? What do we do?
We don't eat meat.
We don't eat meat. Yain. We don't drink yain. Right, exactly. So some starts from the beginning of the Av, and some, the 9 days of Chodesh Av, you don't eat meat. Wine. So now let's say Chodesh Av, month of Av comes, and then you see somebody is eating kebab. What do you do?
For sure, kebab is
nothing.
What do you know when you see somebody in Chodesh Av is eating kebab or chuchi kebab? Mishenichnas Av memayetim v'simcha. So this is a minhag. No wine. No
means.
No Av. Av. What do you do?
You inform him that he's not supposed to eat.
What do you mean? You scream at him!
Yeah,
you say, what are you doing? He's asur! You cannot drink wine on Chodesh Av. No? So the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim Simcha. Right? So that means you cannot drink wine or?
Meat.
Chicken. So now, Chodesh Adar says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So what does it mean?
Extra meat. A lot of wine, I have a lot of meat.
No, in the same aspect. If you see somebody doing Isur in Chodesh Av, right away, you go, no, it's Asur! You cannot eat meat. So now, if you see Chodesh Adar, somebody is not smiling more, what do you do?
Smile more?
It's Asur! What happened? Jewish, you understand?
Jewish people always smile in one fashion.
And something happened?
Yeah.
So that's what exactly the Gemara is teaching us. Mishenichnas Adar. And why people, unfortunately, they don't know the value of to be happy, because that's what the Gemara is teaching us. It doesn't say Mishematchil Adar. It says Mishenichnas Adar. Why? As we always say, Ma Adir Shimcha Lechol Ares. Mehudar. Adir. What does it mean? Mishenichnas Adar means not Shemel Matchil. That means Yehudi should understand if his system, his mentality has the ta'am, the taste of the Adirut. That means I worth something. I'm a special.
This should not be so long. Break me.
I'm much higher than this. Mishenichnas Adar. When you let the Adirut, the strength, the value enters your system, then Marbe V'simcha. But if you feel,
see what happened to me. Everybody's a step on me. Look at my mazal. Hashem Yerachem. Eizu mazal yeshli. Ay, 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 ay. See, it keeps happening. So now,
So that's the whole point. This is a mishen matchil adam. It's a mishen nichnas adam. That means if you let the adir will enter your system. I'm be melech. Anybody wants to do anything he wants, wants to say, who cares? I'm unique. I'm special. Just imagine. A little kid passes by, right now, passes by you. This is one of the Shuvav kids, right? Hey, Hey, what do you call shovav? Shovav.
Naughty.
No, shovav, you know, it doesn't have any manners. Right? So now he passes by you, and then, without respect, makes a face at you.
Say, Hashem, what?
Laugh?
Laugh?
Why? Why you laugh at him?
Because he's a cute kid.
Make
some wrong gesture,
it
means that he doesn't...
He's a little kid, you know, he's a little kid. So now, just imagine,
usually do it back to me.
Good. So just imagine somebody that's sitting next to you, you know, he does the same thing to you.
Yeah.
No, just as an example. How do you feel?
You give him a candy so he's smiling.
Yeah. You get angry at him. You don't talk to him for 2 weeks.
No.
So what happened all of a sudden with a kid? He's a kid. But here, your neighbor, the guy that passes by the sidewalk, you know, he gives you a nice remark. So then, it ruins your day. Why? Why? But well, how come with the kid you don't?
The kid doesn't have the mental maturity for us to be able to judge him that he's doing right.
The one that next is sitting next to you does?
You're hoping that guy will...
Does he?
I don't know.
So now, I'll tell you what the tip here is. With the kid, you know you're better than him. You're greater than him. If he makes a judgment on you by making a face, he's a kid. It doesn't bother me. But if somebody that is maybe adult, maybe you think, you know, you expect from him, so then you don't see yourself higher than them, bigger than them. So then you become judgmental. Why? Because you say, oh, see, he offended me. But you don't let the kid to offend you. Why? Because you have the idea. I'm unique, I'm special, I'm great. And that applies to everything. Why? Because as long as you feel yourself little, smaller, worthless, then everything gets into you. Everything. No matter who it is, they get into you. But when you feel, I'm higher than this, I'm greater than this, I'm unique, I'm special, nothing bothers you. So that's why this message of this man is Mishenichnas Adar. That means you have to learn to always charge up yourself. Not Chas V'Shalom, let people step on you. You let them to step on you. Nobody has the right. But when you let them, the kid, you don't let them, right? Say, the kid, go home. You laugh at them and you send them home. But when somebody that is, you expect, you know, to respect you, he's adult, he'll behave, then you have a big challenge. Why? Because you feel weak. You feel desperate. Because you don't see that power in you. And that's what exactly the month is teaching us. You have to always charge up yourself. Why? Because there's always people around. They judge you. They talk about you. They tell things about you. They make a remark at you. And then you sit down and eat yourself up. And instead of having some nice sauda for the shodesh, you eat qahre after qahre. Yeah, Chas V'Shalom. Yeah. So that's why exactly, that's what we have to learn. Yeah. Adir, you have to become adir, mehudar, unique, special. Then nothing, Chas V'Shalom, get into you.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.